All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. And today I have someone who's based in Dubai. His name is Sky Kurtz, and he is a recovering investor turned entrepreneur. He began his career in investment banking and private equity before co-founding both Pure Harvest Smart Farms and Vents, which are venture-funded ag tech companies. So welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thank you very much, Tyler.
Of course. Grateful to have you here. So the first one we ask on this show is, what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
Well, you know, I'd say the best story of my life really is the story of my life. It's one of kind of perseverance and a demonstration of will and a spirit. I come from a family that is from a town of 400 people in northern Arizona, a small town in northern Arizona. And my family struggled with, you know, financial hardship. And from a very young age, I worked several jobs to help out the family. I also worked all the way through college, supporting myself through college and helping to fund it. And I went on to become the first graduate in my family and in my bloodline in college. And I finished as valedictorian, which really catapulted me into a career in Wall Street. And then ultimately to a elite graduate program. I went to Stanford for my MBA and a career in technology and entrepreneurship, but really importantly into a life of travel and adventure and really everything that I dreamed of. And really, who would have guessed a poor kid from a town of 400 in Arizona would end up, you know, running tech companies around the world. And I even married a Somali Norwegian woman who is beautiful, right? It really, my life's been a bit of an adventure. And the message I would say that came from that is really how to change your life. I have a kind of a mantra that the only way you change your life is that you pick a point where you want to be, and then you have the strength and conviction to make the small decisions every single day to get there, and that it's the only way to do so. And I think that's how I changed my life. So I'd say that's the message.
Yeah, man. So my next one for you, I'm excited for your answer here because, I mean, you got both of these companies. So what is the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
You know, I'm going to dispel a myth here with something that's within my industry, and it's from Pure Harvest Smart Farms, and it's the truth about organics, which are poorly understood. Interestingly, there was a great article in Scientific American, the Science Sushi, which was called Myth Busting 101, Organics Are Better Than Conventional Agriculture. 90% of people believe that organic means no pesticide. When you're buying organic produce and paying a 20 to 40% premium, you're getting produce that does not have pesticide. This could not be farther from the truth. In fact, organics often have more pesticide than conventional agriculture because of the limitations of the pesticides that are approved. Now, I'm not saying organics is bad, but in fact, there are many things about organic production methods that are quite positive. But I encourage people to kind of peel back the onion. There's a lot of complexity about what organic means and also whether or not it warrants you paying that significant premium. And I feel that many people are being misled and that's unfair. And so really, there's nothing wrong with being an organic advocate, but don't do so because you believe you're buying no pesticides. So I think it's a lesson I'd love to leave people with.
Dude, that's a big myth debunker right there, man. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I encourage you to read the article, Scientific American, Science Sushi, Myth Busting 101, Organics Are Better Than Conventional Ag. And it's well documented and well researched. It's a great read.
Okay, dude. And for everybody listening, definitely check it out. I mean, yeah, had no idea. So that I appreciate you sharing it. So the next one is, what's your best piece of overall business advice? So not necessarily industry specific.
Yeah, I honestly, this one hands down is the investment principle that I learned when I was studying finance. which was taught by the father of value investing, Benjamin Graham, who was the mentor of Warren Buffett. And it's the concept of the margin of safety. And this concept applies more to than just to investing, right? This concept's about buying a security for when its value or its price is less than its value, right? That was the basic concept. But I believe it's a much bigger idea than that. It's in all matters of planning, capital budgeting, and even time management, right? I've learned in running startups that every time I ever kind of price my time to perfection and assume everything's going to work out exactly as planned and leave no buffer for the unexpected, I fail terribly. And so I believe a margin of safety in everything you do will lead you to invest better, but also manage time better and ultimately under-promise and over-deliver in your achievements. So I think it's the best business advice I've ever seen or heard, and adhering to it will serve you well in your career.
And then if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
It would be to value and prioritize balance. I think balance impacts every aspect of your life. And when you're out of balance, you're inherently self-destructive. And I think worse imbalance impacts those you love as well. It's not just you. And I think that balance is actually, it's underestimated. It takes skill and it takes effort and planning and really practice. It's a compilation of habits and self-imposed guardrails that help you to maintain a balanced life. And I think the only way to achieve it, and really I'm learning this even now, and I'm 37 now, is you find a mentor, someone that you believe really has conquered how to live well, and then you learn to model your life and your habits after that person. And don't let your habits just form organically in your life, as they won't necessarily be the ones that align with your goals or that make you happy. So finding balance, I think, is something that should be a priority from a young age.
Dude, absolutely. Balance, and I'm speaking for myself here, balance has always been actually a difficult thing for me. I'm one of those people, like my parents would call me an extremist, where I just like, I pick one thing and I will do anything in my power to make sure that happens. But what I found is like, I'll go all in on business and then like all my relationships will like kind of fall apart. But then like, if I go all in on a relationship, then like my business stuff will fall apart. So it's like balancing is actually, it's like an art, you know,
I would agree.
Yeah. And so
I would say you literally, there's these people in your life, if you think hard about it, that you just wonder, how do they do it all? Their clothes are always neatly pressed. Their life's always together. They love well and they're happy. And I'm like, God, you know, but then you realize they probably had good models in their life, the right upbringing they had. It really is a skill. And I think it's underestimated that it's how hard it is and how it's something that takes your entire life to continue practicing and to really put into practice. So it's almost like a martial art.
Yeah, dude, I like that. It's a martial art, man. So my next one for you, I think it ties in perfectly, is in your opinion, what is the key to happiness?
I would say perspective. You know, it's knowing and being grateful for your faculties, you know, your capabilities and the opportunities that you're given and the life that you live. And I think it's whether, you know, to maintain perspective, it's whether you're serving the unfortunate, it's supporting your family, or really just looking around, actually having the awareness to see around you the state that other people and the challenges they face, reminds you that you know, life's pretty good. And that perspective is a powerful thing to remind you to be grateful. And I think that's a key element of happiness, is gratefulness and humility. So I think perspective is a key ingredient in the recipe for happiness.
And then what is the best book that you've read, and what was the number one thing you learned from that?
I love the book, Number the Stars by Lois Lowry. I read it at a really young age. I think I was in fifth grade. I was 10 years old. And what I think I learned from it, and I think it was right at a time when I was starting to like mature and question my identity, but it was really that it was about identity. It was that identity is something that's, you know, deeply yours and profound, and something you control and shape. And the piece of the book that I remember that gave me that you know, poignant lesson was, there's this character, Ellen, who's wearing a Star of David necklace, and the Nazis break in, and her friend, who's trying to save her, Anne Marie, rips this off of her neck. And at the time, Ellen feels incredibly hurt and broken. But as you see throughout, these two are best friends throughout the book, and they have great courage and help each other through this really difficult time in World War II. And what Ellen discovers, right, is that wearing the Star of David wasn't what made her who she was, her identity as a Jew, that she was a Jew with or without it, right, that nothing took her identity from her, that it was very much hers and internal. And it was interesting to get such a powerful lesson at a young age. And coincidentally, the character Ellen was about 10, 11 years old in the book. So I don't know why it profoundly struck me, and I still remember it to this day.
Absolutely, man. That's awesome. And then what is your favorite quote and why?
The quote is actually from Dr. Seuss. It's, "To the world you may be but one person, but to one person you may be the world." And I just find it so full of hope. You know, I find it emblematic of the importance that one person, can have on another, and that means something. And it just nonchalantly captures love and kindness. I just think it's very uplifting.
Yeah, no, that is a really good one. Well, listen, man, thank you so much for coming on. The last one I got for you, where can our listeners best connect with you? And is there anywhere else you'd like them to check out that's yours online?
I'd say, certainly check out Pure Harvest Smart Farms if you enjoy fresh produce. So we'd appreciate that. And really, it's great stuff. But I'd say I'm most active. I'm quite practical when it comes to social media. I'm on LinkedIn. But what I would say is I'm new to Instagram, and I'm an absolutely terrible user. I'm trying. My wife, but if people want to follow me there, I would appreciate it. So my wife would stop teasing me about having less followers than my stepmother. And also because I'm beginning to start share beautiful photos of our farm and also of the colors and the technology that we're developing at Vents. So if you're interested in what we're up to in disrupting agricultural technology, but also in beautiful pictures of farms in the middle of the desert, following me on Instagram could be interesting.
Awesome, brother. Thank you again for coming on.
Hey, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.